Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom, and today is, Wednesday, May 25th. The year is 2022. Open the show with some Ozzy Osbourne, Shot in the Dark from the, it's Not No Rest for the Wicked. It's Ultimate Sin. That was the name of the album. Ultimate Sin came out in the 80s. Okay, so this is going to be one of those shows where I discuss a lot of weird stuff. And it's not going to be paranormal at all. It's going to be one of those political shows. So if you're not interested in politics, you're not interested in gun control or any of that other stuff, just go ahead and tune me out right now. Because this is going to be one of those shows where I ask a lot of uncomfortable questions. And no one will actually answer them. But this is my thought on the tragedy that happened in Texas. Because it's a big one. I mean, it's a multifaceted travesty and tragedy. And no one, and I mean absolutely no one, is asking any of the important questions. So here goes. You got a kid named Salvador Ramos, right? He's 18 years old. He's got apparently some kind of a shitty little job. Fast food worker, described as a lonely child who was bullied for his lisp and wearing eyeliner. Now, let's start right there. Before we go any further, this is a person who is a member of the transgendered community. It's not being mentioned in the press because they don't want the narrative to be that transgendered are potentially violent, or they have a potential to be violent. And the reason why that these folks that that are transgendered, you know, that react this way is specifically because they are bullied and they're treated horribly. So here's the thing, is that this kid actually has a certain amount of my sympathy. See, I grew up bullied, and I wasn't gay, I wasn't transgender, but I was bullied by an asshole named Tim, who incessantly every day called me all kinds of hateful fucking names. And it was his method, his reasoning behind it was he needed to cover up for the fact that he raped my little brother. So this is one of those things. Whenever I see somebody that went off the rails because they were fucking bullied, yeah, you better fucking believe that this is one of those hot button issues for me. Because here's the thing, is that I had a choice. I could have at any point gone off the rails. I was bullied that much, not just by this fucking prick when I was growing up, by other pricks, because I had a cousin that would run his mouth and fucking write checks his ass wouldn't cash. So then I would be the one that these other assholes would pick on. So it's one of those things where I can absolutely understand why somebody would go off the fucking rails. My problem isn't so much that. It's I've got other questions about this poor kid. So this guy, he goes ahead and he commits all of this crime. He's 18 years old, and he purchases a pair of rifles for his 18th birthday and showed them off on social media. Now, I'm going to explain to you guys something about what it takes to buy a firearm. You have to pass a background check, and it happens when you fill out your 4473. This is an AR-15 rifle. I don't know what the legality of it is in Texas, but to buy a buy a fucking firearm like that here in the state of Minnesota, you have to have what they call a permit to purchase, meaning you already have a pre-background check done before you have your actual background check done. They want to make sure that you're actually a law-abiding citizen, that you're mentally stable and all this other stuff, and so that you have this pre-background check which is already a background check. It's a full-on, you know, go through everything that you have ever been kind of a background check here in Minnesota. I don't know if they've got that in Texas or not, but if they don't, maybe they should, maybe, just maybe, Texas should probably look into that. Make it 21 before you can buy a sporting firearm. So this kid buys these two rifles. Now, if you don't know anything about these two rifles, one of them was made by a company called Daniel Defense. And the rifle in question, the one rifle that he's got, that's the longer of the two, that's about a $3,000 rifle. That's probably a $3,000 rifle. That's probably the rifle plus that optic that's on there. I don't know if it's a cheap optic. I can't really tell. But it looks like a standard ACOG, which is about a $500 or $600 attachment onto that thing. Then you've got the what looks to be a Smith & Wesson M&P 15, which is, you know, it's an AR platform rifle. They run anywhere between, you know, if you can get a used one for about six, anywhere between that and maybe $900. So between the two of those things, you probably got about $3,500 worth of firearms. Not to mention the fact that this kid walked into a school with a handgun, which is probably, I'm going to guess it's probably a Glock 19 or a Glock variant, and those are about $650 to $700 a piece. So between all three of those firearms, right, this kid is supposed to be a low-level, minimum-wage worker who, I don't know how long he had his job, but I can tell you right now, as a person that is one of the working poor, I'm not going to go to the gun store and drop fucking $4,000 on firearms on my best day. Yeah, you're going to tell me this 18-year-old kid, was able to do this in Texas. If that's the case, then shit, I need to move to Texas, because that way I can have the kind of money, you know, working a minimum wage job to where I could just arbitrarily go buy $4,000 worth of firearms. Then you've got the whole, he bought a bunch of body armor too, which, if I'm not mistaken, you actually kind of have to, you know, that stuff's expensive. The metal plates that go in those things, those are like $200 a piece, maybe $300 a piece, depending on what you buy. If you buy the expensive stuff or if you buy the cheap stuff, it doesn't matter. You're still looking at probably about another $500 to $600. So you're looking at, and that's not counting the ammunition, the magazines, all this other stuff that this kid had. So you're looking, let's say, at the very bare minimum, $5,000 to commit this crime. And you're going to, and that's not even counting the fact that this kid was on reassignment medication, apparently. And he was transgendered. So that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for a kid who doesn't have a lot of money, who was apparently, and from what I've read, he was mercilessly bullied by people because he was poor. No, that's not true at all. And then where are his fucking parents? He was living with his grandmother. Where's mom and dad? Where are his mom and dad? Where the fuck are those people? Why are they not seeing any daylight right now? Why are they not being talked about right now? Why? Why are they suddenly not important? We had a kid up in Michigan pull some kind of stunt with a fucking gun, a couple of guns that his parents bought from, and they right now are in jail because of their involvement with their kid. Why is this kid's parents absent? Why are they persona non grata? Why are we not talking about the parents? Were those parents legally here in the United States? Are they legally citizens here in the United States? Was this kid obviously born? I think he was probably born here, because if he was able to pass a 4473 background check, he's obviously somebody that could be here. What I'm trying to figure out is, how does an 18-year-old kid in Texas drop $4,000 on firearms in one day without anyone, not including the FBI, but the gun store itself? How do they not see this as questionable? Is that the culture of Texas, where you just like, dang old man, I'm going to buy me some firearms and just walk into any fucking gun store in Texas without getting the stink eye when you're 18 years old. Because let me tell you something, I'm in my 50s, and if I don't look like I've got the money, gun store employees don't want to fucking talk to me. And that's a fact. And here's the thing, is that this kid bought a top-tier fucking AR platform rifle without fucking doing the learning curve shit. That's another thing I'm trying to sort out. Where did this kid come up with this kind of money to buy these kinds of fucking firearms? Now, don't get me wrong. The Smith & Wesson M&P, that's a mid-level, average Joe type firearm. They perform really well. They're actually not a bad rifle at all. But it's the Daniel Defense one. That's the one that fucking blows me away, because, I mean, I've got firearms, but I don't have anything like that. So I'm asking myself all these little questions. How did this kid fucking happen? How did this kid go off the fucking rails? Now, I understand how he probably got to that point where he would lose his shit. But he shot his grandmother, and apparently she's no longer with us. God rest her soul. I'm sorry. Terrible loss. He's living with his grandmother. Now, this is what I'm honestly thinking. This is what I think happened. The kid actually, instead of not just being bullied by everyone else, I think he was probably lifting money out of his grandma's bank account, because that would be the only way that I think that this would suddenly make any sense to me. How this kid could actually get the money to go off the fucking rails. Because the other side of that coin is, it's a very dark, dark scenario. So I'm gonna throw both of these scenarios at you. This is going to be one of those things where, yeah, this is probably hearsay and conjecture and probably, just me speculating. But this is me as a 53-year-old man who's a law-abiding citizen, who trains people in firearms, who teaches the law and all of this other stuff. And there's a lot of shit here that doesn't add up. First and foremost, $4,000 in one day to buy firearms. That's a lot of goddamn money. I don't give a shit who you are. This kid had a fucking bag full of magazines that were fully loaded. Let me just explain to you right now what an ammunition shortage looks like. When I go to buy firearms and I go to buy ammunition, I have to really think about good and hard about whether or not I can afford to do this. And I've got a 53-year-old man's budget. Sure, I'm dirt ass poor, but you know what? I'm not stealing from my grandmother. I make my own money and I pay my own goddamn bills. So here's a kid that's making dirt fucking wages, doing fast food. He's being bullied mercilessly, and he goes off the rails. And I'm thinking that this is what happened. He stole a bunch of money off of his grandmother. His grandmother caught him. It's not about him not graduating high school. It's because, well, for starters, he's transgendered. He was probably, using her money to pay for his reassignment, all of that shit. And this is a kid that went off the fucking rails. He got caught in a bunch of shit. And then he goes ahead, he shoots his grandmother. His grandmother calls out, says, hey, this asshole shot me. Then apparently the Border Patrol is somehow tangentially involved in this. They go ahead and they get into a firefight with this kid. The kid barricades himself in a school, then shoots a bunch of children in the fucking school before a Border Patrol agent, part of the Tactical Border Patrol agency, shows up and caps this kid. Which is obviously pretty fucking convenient, all things considered, because now we don't know the fucking motive behind any of this stuff. We're left to answer all of these questions with hearsay and conjecture, much like this program right now. The reason why I'm so animated and so angry about this is because the first thing I saw today was my legislators here in Minnesota demanding gun control for something that happened in Texas, screeching to the high heavens that we need to do. I'm like, no, we fucking don't. Because here's the thing, is that we had an asshole fucking drive through a parade full of people and kill a whole lot of fucking people, and no one called for car control. No one said, hey, we need to stop letting black people drive. No, nobody said anything about that at all. It was like, oh, damn shame, a bunch of old people died. Nobody fucking cared. We had a school shooting that involved a kid in New York just recently. Kitted up, 18-year-old kid. Lots of money. Don't know where he got the ammunition. Don't know where he got the fucking firearms. Don't know where he got the body armor. All of a sudden, that shit materializes. He goes off the rails. And nobody questions the kid's parents at all. Nobody asks the kid's parents, hey, where the fuck were you people when this kid was going off the rails? Nobody's asking those questions. You know why? Because to point the fucking finger at a grieving family apparently is bad form. Well, let me help you understand something. People learn this shit at home. People lose their fucking minds at home. All of this stuff starts at home. The home life starts everything. And if this kid didn't have a support system at home, which by all accounts, from what I understand, in the Hispanic community, that's kind of a thing. That family sticks together. Family kind of works together. Family is always there for each other. So I don't understand what the fuck this kid could have had going on at home that would have led him so far astray. Unless, of course, grandma caught him dipping in the till, and that's what set him off. Because let me tell you something. I've known some Hispanic people, and they're good folks. They are. Even the bad ones are still pretty good. They got heart, and they take care of their own. They take care of their family, no matter what. Even though, you know, somebody may not be like anyone else, they're still family. So what I don't understand is, why are the parents not around? Where are the parents? Nobody's bringing that up. So I'm going to guess that the parents are probably here illegally. And that would change the narrative drastically. The kid probably is a citizen. So that angle is gone. So this isn't a Mexican national going off the rails. This is probably an American citizen whose parents are not from the United States. And this kid goes off the rails because he dipped into grandma's till. We don't know where the parents are. The parents are absent. We don't know what their involvement is in any of this stuff. They're just vapor. No one's taking any responsibility. Matter of fact, they're not even blaming this kid. They're blaming the guns, which is absolutely fucking ludicrous. Because a firearm has absolutely no way of killing anybody until you put somebody behind it. That's a fucking fact. I can leave every firearm I own completely. They can be loaded and all of that stuff sitting on a shelf. And until somebody fucking touches them, they will not hurt anyone. It takes a mind and a hand to make one of these things a deadly weapon. And for people screeching about weapons of war and all this other bullshit, right? Our Congress and our Senate just approved about $53 billion, $53 billion with a B, for arms to Ukraine. These are arms that are supposed to be given to to Ukrainian citizens to defend themselves against a quote-unquote Russian invasion threat. Somehow the sovereignty and the right to self-defense is far more important for Ukrainians than it is for Americans here in the United States. And it's not because we don't have a threat from China, Russia, Canada, Mexico, or anywhere else. It's because we as American citizens, we have the right to self-defense against all enemies, whether they be our government or a local drug dealer. Or, you know, for the lack of a better word, perhaps some crazy cops. Once you realize that you have a government that is wanting to crush your right to self-defense, then you understand why this stuff is getting so much traction in the media. Because it seems as though these things are happening right along the side, the timeline where you're finding out that, hey, the Arizona election was a farce. They're starting to discover that, hey, a lot of people, they help throw that election. People are starting to tell their stories. People are starting to sing. All of a sudden, now we've got to get some shit off the paper. The Hunter Biden stuff, they needed to get that off there. And then we had the New York shooting. Now we've got this. We've got other stuff going on. We got Biden saying we're gonna intervene in Taiwan, and apparently we're going to go attack Iran now, too. Can't walk back those things, so now we need another distraction. So I think what I'm really getting tired of is our knee-jerk reaction to sit there and just say, we need to ban guns, we need to ban guns. Guns are not the fucking problem. They're not, because if guns were the problem, no one would be alive right now. Let me give you an example. People like me, you know, those of us who are, I call myself a conservative, because I am a conservative. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm one of those people that believes that the Constitution is the rule of law, and that's it. I don't go fucking around telling people how to live, and they don't get to tell me how to live. That's it. That's the bargain. I don't have a social contract with my neighbors. No one has a social contract with me. My business is my own. Your business is your own. And until, you know, those two things meet in the middle, or if I'm hurting you or you're hurting me, then there's not a problem in the world to be had. But the minute you start telling me that I am somehow responsible for the actions of some 18-year-old who shot up a fucking school because that's where he went to hide after getting into a shootout with the Border Patrol, and then you're trying to call it a fucking school shooting, not to mention the fact that all those gun-free zones were created by the same asshole that's currently in power right now, Joe Biden. You're going to tell me that I need to sacrifice my rights just so that, what, this doesn't happen again? Let me help you understand something. This will continue to happen so long as there are absent fucking parents. When there's no parents guiding their children or teaching them the value of life, when you're telling people that it's okay to kill babies in the womb, it's a kind of a blank slate. You can start killing anybody at any age. You've got black people killing each other with impunity every day, but yet we're being told Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter hasn't done a goddamn thing to help the situation in the black community to get them to stop killing each other. You've got Mexicans killing each other every day over drugs, the drug cartels. So there's 100,000 missing Mexican citizens right now, and yet we're supposed to be told that somehow that's our fault here in the United States. And it probably is, because the amount of drugs that are in this country right now that are being used by 18-year-olds and up, and even sometimes much younger than that, drives that economy. And it drives the need for violence. We have a media that every day teaches children the value of life, that they don't actually matter, but everyone does. We have all of this stuff that goes on every day, programming our children towards these sorts of reactions, because it's okay to be violent. It's okay to be trans. It's okay to be whatever color it is, so long as you're not a conservative. It's okay to be violent if you believe that you need to change the system, but yet at the same time, you know, if you protest peacefully, well, we're going to take your ass to jail. This is the problem in America. We have a mental illness problem across the fucking board, and no one is willing to address it. It's called schizophrenia. It's called liberalism. It's called socialism. It's called communism. It's called anything with an ISM at the end of it. Factionism. It's all bullshit. Because we're not asking the right questions. Why did this kid shoot up this place? Where were his fucking parents? That first question right there will tell you everything. Where was this kid's fucking parents? No one's asking that question. No one's asking, where did this kid come up with fucking $5,000 to get kitted up with this kind of firepower? On his 18th birthday? For real? These poor people, these poor immigrants, where the fuck are they getting all this money? I'm a working fucking stiff here in America. I'm a fucking middle-aged man, and I can't drop $4,000 on a fucking car, let alone a goddamn firearm. You're going to tell me that this kid has somehow hit the fucking lottery? I'm supposed to digest this shit? And yet, I'm watching all of these dumbfounded fucking dipshits all over fucking Twitter and here in the social media fucking verse. It's all fucking idiocy. They don't have any clue. All they do is parrot. There isn't one original thought amongst them, because all they're doing is clamoring for a lockdown and destroying the rights of the law-abiding in order to stop criminals like this from getting their hands on firearms. Criminals will fucking murder you with a butcher knife. They will murder you with a fucking baseball bat. They will run you down with a car. They do not care if they are going to commit a fucking act of violence. They do not give a shit what the tool is. They will fucking get the job done. When we had Sandy Hook, nobody talks about the fucking Chinese guy that went off the rails and stabbed a whole bunch of people over there. 40 people died. I am so outraged that my countrymen, my fellow fucking citizens, can't see through this fucking haze of nonsense and simply ask the simple questions. What kind of SSRI drugs was this kid on? Let's start there. There's another question. Where were the fucking parents? Where did he get the money to buy all of this shit? And don't tell me it was a fucking little job, because even if he was working 40 hours a week and he was contributing to the household, which I'm pretty sure he would probably be if he was living in a Hispanic household, because they don't fucking tolerate that shit. They make you work for a living. I know, because I have Hispanic friends. They're not answering any of these questions, though. What was his parents' immigration status? Because if you find out that they're not supposed to fucking be here, then this falls under the, hey, if they weren't allowed into this country, then this would have never happened category. You know, and as shitty as that may sound, that's an actual truth. And no one's actually wondering why it is that on the same day that this happened, right, there was apparently a plot to kidnap George W. Bush, the 43rd president of the United States, by a Mexican drug cartel and some Iraqi dissidents who were pissed off in Ohio. They were going to use the drug cartel to get visas from Mexico to get into the United States via Texas to kidnap this asshole and take him into either Mexico or some other place and kill him. I haven't figured this one out, how this happens on the same day, and that doesn't make a whole lot of news, but all of a sudden, you know, this thing does. We don't know that this kid isn't even tangentially involved in any of that. Could it possibly be that this kid was part of that plot? Probably not. But no one's asking those questions either. Not that it's important and not that it's actually even relevant. But it's a question that should have been asked anyway, because the timing of it is so outrageous. I am outraged that this happened. I am truly heartbroken that there's a whole bunch of grieving people in my country right now because of something that should never have happened. Because there's a gun store clerk that probably just thought, hey, I'm going to make $4,000 today. I'm going to probably close up shop early. When that motherfucker should have been scrutinized, this 18-year-old, and wondering what the fuck is up with this kid. Why is this transgendered person buying fucking $4,000 worth of fucking firearms on his birthday? Not saying that we should be scrutinizing transgendered people, but if it looks weird, you should probably fucking go, hey, you know, there's something up here. Why does an 18-year-old fucking spend this kind of money on fucking firearms? Or why is it that did the salesperson see this fucking kid with a wad of cash and go, you know what, I'm going to maximize this kid out. I'm going to upsell the shit out of this kid, not knowing full well that this kid could probably be going off to go do something good and stupid. Because he sure as shit wasn't going to go join the military. Which brings me to, if this kid wanted to fucking handle firearms, there's your fast track to fucking citizenship. There's your fast track to fucking handling firearms. Go join the Army. Go join the Navy. Go join any one of the fucking various... join the fucking Space Force, for fuck's sake. You could still end up playing with firearms. There's not a fucking shortage of that training in the military. What I do not understand is how this kid walked into a gun store with that kind of money and no one asked any questions. And like I was saying before, is that the economy in Texas? Because if that's the economy in Texas, then clearly I'm living in the wrong fucking place and I'm charging people a whole lot less than what I should for the fucking work that I do. Because obviously this kid's making at least $50 an hour working fast food in order to where he can comfortably drop that kind of money on fucking firearms. And I'm using the F word a lot here because I'm so goddamn mad. And I'm sorry that it's coming out that way. And I'm sorry that I'm yelling about this. But it seems like no one else is asking any of the important questions. All you're getting from the media is the same, you know, boilerplate bullshit. All they're talking about right now is, you know, he was bullied and then blah, 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 blah. And then he went off the rails. And then all these poor children died. And oh my God, we need to enact more legislation. And oh, I'm going to wail and cry until we get what we want. And then you have fucking Stutter and Joe saying, I'm so tired of this. Like he's some disgruntled fucking parent. You know, like he's going to ground a bunch of children. Dang old, you know, I can't get my kid off of drugs, but I'm going to tell you guys how to live. Fuck you, Joe Biden. Fuck you and your entire goddamn illegitimate goddamn administration. I am so fucking over that shit. I'm tired of every leftist Democrat telling me that I'm the fucking problem in this country or telling me that the NRA has blood on its hands simply because, you know, some fucking kid went off the fucking rails. A trans kid, no less. It should tell you something about the gun community, though. Apparently, we're all about inclusiveness. The trans kid didn't have a problem buying fucking firearms. Nobody fucking batted an eye. So where is it? Where is this real problem here? Where did the problem start? What is the actual problem? Why did this kid go off the rails? We do not know. No one is fucking telling me. Nobody's telling anybody anything. You have a bunch of fucking hearsay and conjecture, just like I'm doing right now. But speaking as somebody who grew up in a dysfunctional household, speaking as somebody who can understand the criminal mindset because I grew up with a convicted felon father. Speaking as someone who understands the marginalized and those who have been bullied, I absolutely understand how this kid could have gone off the rails. And my sympathies are for him and his family and for those families who experience the loss of children. Because there's nothing worse than losing a child. What I don't understand is how come all of these blood-dancing, blood-drinking parasites in the media and in my government see this as an opportunity to somehow encroach upon the rights and freedoms of those of us who could have made a difference. What if one of the teachers there had been armed? What if there had been armed personnel protecting the children? But there weren't any. There weren't any. There wasn't armed guards there at the school to protect those children. We could have taken that $53 billion fucking dollars for Ukraine and hired a bunch of veterans to guard every school. And you know what would have happened? At any turn, anybody that would have come to that fucking school looking for trouble would have found it right there at the front goddamn door. And our veterans, they've already sacrificed. They've already done their jobs to protect this country. You damn well believe they'll be protecting children left and right. But yet we're gonna sit there and scream about it's people like them, people like me and everyone else, we're the problem. We don't care about children. We care about our guns more than we care about children. Hey, how about do your fucking job? instead of wasting $53 billion on the people of Ukraine and protecting them from the Russian threat? How about, why don't you do this? Spend $53 billion on a fucking jobs program for veterans who don't have jobs or who can't find jobs, and put them to work guarding our fucking most prized possession, our children. I'm seeing fucking homeless veterans on every goddamn overpass when I drive everywhere. I see these guys panhandling, looking for money, looking for help. We have $53 billion we just pissed away to a bunch of oligarchs in Ukraine. We could be taking that money and putting veterans to work, kitting them up, putting them in there, and even in plain clothes, and arming them so that they can protect our most valuable people, our children, our future. And all they have to do is just guard the door. Hey, you know how to do this, right? Oh, shit, yeah, I've done this. This is like fire guard. I only have to do this for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I'm making bank. Look at this. I can afford to pay my fucking bills, protecting your fucking children. I would much rather see my tax dollars spent on stuff like that than fucking protecting the sovereignty of a country that doesn't give two fucks about this one. The only thing that we're doing in Ukraine is funding the fucking Democratic Retirement Fund, because it's a goddamn money it's a goddamn money laundering scheme that they've got. I don't want to hear a goddamn word about another fucking gun buyback program. We're going to confiscate your firearms or any of that other goddamn elimination of my rights as a citizen just because some fucking 18-year-old trans kid can't keep his shit together. Because his parents weren't there for him. Because the fucking community itself didn't fucking do its job by stopping the bullying and all this other stuff, causing this kid to go off the fucking rails. We don't even know why this kid went off the rails. Maybe he was fucking crazy. And maybe that gun store owner that sold him all those fucking firearms that day should have questioned where that fucking money came from. I have reached my fucking limit with all of this stuff. People wonder why I just want to get off the grid and watch the world burn around me. It's shit like this because I'm tired of the truth not being told. I'm tired of the questions that should be asked not being asked. I'm tired of my media fucking programming people to just do nothing but parrot and not critically think. And I'm most offended by my own goddamn government lying to me every fucking day, pretending like they're the fucking arbiter of truth and integrity when they are the least qualified to tell anyone how to run their lives. How dare you fuckers drink blood and fucking dance in it in this tragedy, using it as a means to fucking to pass new legislation when you fucking didn't have people enforcing the laws as it were. Because if they had enforced the laws, Hunter Biden's ass would be in fucking jail right now for gun possession when he was a convicted felon and a drug user. You want to know how the law works? It only works for those of us who fucking enforce it or abide by it. And if the law doesn't apply to you because you have either too much money or you're not from this country, then bad things are going to fucking happen. And no one will ever be held accountable. So in the case of this mess right here, do you see anyone going to jail for it? No. Do you see that gun owner being questioned? Where are the parents? You're not going to see them questioned. You're not going to see anything happen here except a bunch of broad-based accusations about everyone else who needs to give up their rights because these assholes in power want to use it as a means to disarm you. So that way, once you have no resistance, when you can defend yourself no more, they can demand from you everything that they want and you will be powerless against it. When they start telling you what you can and cannot say, when they start telling you, hey, we need to put people up in your house, when you don't have any rights to privacy, all of a sudden your rights go out the window when that Second Amendment is gone. And that's what these assholes are pushing for, because once that Second Amendment is gone, you have no rights. You stop being a citizen, you become a slave. And I'm speaking to everyone, no matter what color you are. Pay attention. listen to what your government's trying to do and stop them. Shut them down. Tell them, hey, I demand some fucking accountability here. I demand some fucking truth. Because I'm going to tell you something. If I have to sacrifice my rights because my rights are dependent on the behavior of psychopaths, murderers, killers, and rapists and stuff like that, you better damn well believe that I am no longer going to participate in any of this. I will retract my permission to be governed because you do not represent me at that point. I become a hostage at that point to other people's whims. That's not America. That's not freedom. And that's certainly not goddamn liberty. I'm going to wrap up this show. I'm going to try to go flag down a spaceship and get abducted by aliens because, goddamn it, I want off this fucking planet. Because I'm so tired of planet liar. That's all I see is lies. And people wonder why I'm so pissed off all the time. And if you think that I'm a racist, go fuck yourself. I'm not. If you think I'm a xenophobe, go fuck yourself. I'm not. I'm asking questions that need to be answered. Not just for me, but for everyone else that values their goddamn liberty. And before you tell me that, well, I care about this more than I care about children, think again. That's a fucking disingenuous argument. That is the most intellectually dishonest argument you can make. Because I'm here to tell you, no one cares about kids. Nobody cares about my fellow man more than I do. I care about humanity. I truly do, which is why I'm so angry that it is being so easily manipulated by creatures that want their own guaranteed safety. Because I'm here to tell you, if they disarmed everybody off this planet, they would suddenly appear. Because we would be powerless against them. Anyway, I'm sorry to have ranted for 45 minutes, but I have had enough. Take care. Have a good day.